Jordy, they got rookie safety 22 Neal. He's kind of one of those hit guys.
Yeah.
Like when, as a guy that he's going to be trying to hit, like when you're facing defensive players like that, is there any thought process involved or whatever?
Not really. I mean, you look at him and you understand what their skill set is and what they do. And they like to bring him down in the box and play him down there. But I mean, you're aware of it, but there's nothing you really can do. Sometimes you can see if those type of guys can get out of control, but he seems like he's pretty well in control of himself and is a good player. So, like you said, a rookie who's playing a lot and, is making plays for him.
How about Desmond Trufant? He's got a reputation as one of the better corners. What do you see from him?
He's got great feet, quick, smart player. So, got against him, I think, a couple times, and you can see his development and experience kicking in. And he's, like you said, one of their better players and a guy they lean on a lot.
Since we're doing scouting reports, to pop out Alford, the other corner.
Same thing. I'm going to give you guys the same blah answer. So they're good players. They play the, they play their defense. They make plays. They can play press. They can play off everything. So,
okay, so with all that said, they've given up a lot of yards and a lot of points. What have you seen as a whole that's allowed offenses to get some gains against them?
Just execution and finding every coverage has areas you attack, and so if you can get into those areas, you can make some plays. So we got to try to get into those spots and execute, and not turn the ball over, and continue to move the ball.
Quinn during his conference call was kind of limiting the number of big plays they've given up this year. Is that something that you guys have looked at and try to be after?
No, not necessarily. I mean, we break down their coverage, see what they play, and then try to attack where there's holes in those coverages, and what would put us in a situation to be successful.
Jordy, when you play against great wide receivers on the other sideline, do you spend some time watching? Do you look?
Not really. I mean, when we're on the sideline, we're looking at our coverages and what the defense is doing to us. Sometimes you don't have a choice because they're out there making plays. You can see it on the jumbotron, but I don't think I've hardly ever stood right on the sideline to watch someone.
When you were younger even, did you learn maybe by watching some of the players on other teams, whether it's in individual moves or just style of play?
I think while the game's going on, I think it's hard. I think you can watch film in the off season, break down some other players and try to steal some things. But I think during the game, everything's moving too fast. And to be honest with you, a sideline's not the best angle to watch stuff on. So,
Jordy, what is the obvious counter for a defense when an offense plays like you guys did against the Bears in that short rhythmic passing game? What do you expect the obvious counter to be?
I don't know if there is one. I think teams will try different things. I think putting that many skilled guys on the field causes issues. It just things that people aren't used to. It's a different setup. So they'll have to adjust, and we'll have to adjust when they adjust. And it's a back-and-forth game. So, like I said, having Ty and what he's able to do is very valuable because it can cause mismatches.
Can you speak to the difficulty it is for somebody like Ty to learn the jobs of a running back and also staying crisp about his receiving duties?
Yeah, I mean, I think him getting moved over there and playing running back and learning all that, I think obviously is very difficult. But he's a smart kid. He understands. He spends a lot of time on it. So, he knows his packages and what he's going to be in on, and he's done a great job learning it and trying to get up to speed, and obviously he's made a bunch of plays for us the last 2 weeks.
With what he did the last couple of weeks and Devontae's big game, what does that do for you, do you think, in the long run? Do you think it frees things up a bit? And, you know how Aaron's going to go to where the matchups are. Maybe if they're making plays, it's going to free up some stuff for you?
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, as long as everyone goes out there and does their job and gets open and makes plays, then we'll be in a good situation. I don't think anyone's worried about who it is as long as someone's doing it. And like I said, it is great to see them guys go out there and do it, and hopefully they continue to carry it over. And we'll put it on Aaron and what he needs to do to get it to the guy who's open. And as long as we're making plays, we're in a good situation.
What was the matchup that the Bears used on you? And was there any sense, I know you don't care about numbers, but it's still kind of a head scratcher to see 39 completions and only one go to you. So what was the matchup there?
And
are you doing your job to get other guys open?
I don't think there's anything special. They're playing their defense. They just, Aaron and Devontae were in a rhythm and Devontae was making plays. So, he kept feeding him the ball, and obviously it worked out extremely well for us. And like I said, it's fun to watch. Devontae's putting a lot of time, and it's one of those things you can build confidence with Aaron. I mean, even throughout a game and getting a rhythm, and he feels comfortable with that, and you can continue to go.
Does past success have any bearing on what might happen when you play the same team again, like you had a good game against them, 14.
Oh,
geez. Does that mean anything?
No, I doubt it, especially that long ago. I think you can maybe carry some stuff over inside a division game in the same year, but I think if you're going 2 years ago, I think it's that would be shocking if it did.
Totally different.
Yeah.